8816, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be the Club Hawthorne Betting Bars, featuring horse racing, video slots, and sports betting throughout Chicagoland. I'll be at Hawthorne today. Watch the Preakness Show with me and the great Jim Miller on the Club Hawthorne YouTube channel. We say good morning to Shay W. Norling.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Cappy, you look wonderful today. I got to tell you.
Thanks, buddy.
Even the white purse. I mean, you just look like a fashionista here.
You like, the white jean jacket?
Yeah. The all washed out white jean jacket. Look at this.
Not new. I've had that for years.
Yes, you can see how much that's been washed out.
You have to refer to him as Runway Cap now.
He is Runway Cap. On the catwalk. Oh, I know what I mean. I do a little dance on the catwalk. And the catwalk, of course, no other people walk. Just you. You're the only one walking, yes.
But I'd like to thank Erskine Reeves and Laura Romano.
Yes.
Love the bag at the cap, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, please tell everybody the support that you're getting on this, because you get away from the negative ones. Just get to the positive ones that support you.
I found a couple.
Run for politics. Go ahead.
Shot or no shot, were he a younger man, he would be a runway model in this fit.
That's a shot. He's
Take
a handsome
that.
Man.
Take that.
Back in the day. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, you love those, that support, right? Any detractors? You don't see those.
I didn't block them.
Oh, no.
I actually don't block, I mute.
Okay.
I'm muted.
Here's Shay Norling.
All right, we are still awaiting an announcement on HBO's Hard Knocks this coming season. Last year, it was announced the Lions would be featured in late March, so we are well behind schedule, almost 2 full months later than the announcement was last year. The Bears are one of the 4 teams that can be forced to do the show by the NFL because of the qualifications. Mm-hmm. They have not had consecutive playoff appearances. They've not been featured on the show in the last decade. They don't have a first-year head coach. The NFL can essentially say, too bad, you're on Hard Knocks. Shot or no shot, the Bears need to be on Hard Knocks.
Shot. Justin and this revamped offense, DJ Moore. Yeah.
I say it's a shot here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. It is a shot. But let me just say this, Cap. If you're going to do Hard Knocks, I want it now. I don't want it when the Bears start getting good.
No, I want it now as they're... starting to emerge.
Now, I want the story to be told now.
Agreed.
What are the machinations? What are the things that you got to do to be able to get to where you want to be this season? What are you guys planning to get off the 3 wins? You got some new blood in there. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they start winning, keep the cameras out of there.
Right.
But as the level they are right now, this is where I want to see the cameras.
I think, isn't there a part of the rule, Shay, that if you're a playoff team, you're exempt if you don't want to do it?
If you've made the playoffs in either of the previous 2 seasons, yeah, you can decline.
Right, so we're not getting Patrick Mahomes, or we're not getting Joe Burrow. Bring it to Chicago!
I'm just going to guess, Cap, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you could find out more. I feel like the Bears have been able to been pushing NFL films and the NFL away from this for quite a while.
Well, first,
you think they would have been on there by now?
Yeah. First of all, Lovey would not have been good in that role.
Right.
That's not his thing. He detested dealing with the media. Tressman, no shot. They want that image. Professor from the back of the room. John Fox, he's as vanilla as they come. Mm-hmm. Nagy, I could have seen doing it.
Sure. We're going to cut you, and that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at.
Yes. Ryan and I talked, and we're going to go with that.
You're a good player, but we just can't use you right now.
Right.
But you're going to be good, but that's where we're at right now. That's what he would have said.
You're a good person, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want it now. I want it this offseason.
Correct.
Here's why we won't get it. There are 4 teams that qualify: the Bears, the Commanders, the Saints, and the New York Jets.
Bears, Commanders, Saints, Jets.
Well, you know who's going to get that then.
But they've already had the Jets.
Yeah, but this is
not
different.
In the last 10 years. The Jets can be forced. Well, and they've got Rodgers.
Yeah. Salah's not going to say anything, but Rodgers, that should be fun. That should be fun.
But if it was such a done deal, why has it already not happened?
You went to the Bears, or what do you mean? For any team?
No, the Jets.
Don't you figure, like, HBO may have been waiting to secure this until the Jets officially got Rodgers?
He signed 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it still takes time to make these announcements.
We might get it soon, though. We might get it soon.
The Chicago Bears!
Bears are fine.
Hard not.
But imagine Rodgers in the Jets uniform having to... First of all, the camera's got to find Rodgers. Is he showing up? Is he going to be there?
He's there.
Okay, we've got to make sure.
He's actually, like, I cut his hair. Is he in Florida? Showered.
Is he in Florham Park? Okay, is he around? Okay.
He's there. Okay.
That's why I want to know. Like, I want to see what that looks like. So, Bears or Jets for me? That would be my list, Shay. One of those two.
That'd be amazing. Like, who were the other two? The Raiders?
Saints and Commanders.
Saints and Commanders. Who cares about watching the Commanders?
Commanders is a little interesting if we get any behind the scenes with Josh Harris. But when other than that, I'm good. They're new owner.
Hey, get out of here with the Jet. When you're a Jet all the way. You know what that means?
That's it.
Stinks. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, some audio here from Lance Lynn. He was on AJ Pierzynski's podcast again, talking about how to respond to guys receiving signals of tipped pitches from the dugout. This on the Aaron Judge thing. Listen to this.
I know you. We asked Corbin Burns this yesterday. If you catch a guy doing that, he's catching one in the ribs, right?
That's the only way to stop it, I think, right? Unfortunately, whether it's kind of everything's changed in the game. Everyone told me, they're like, oh, well, if you're giving it and the first base or third base coach can get it, then, you know, it's on you. It's like, no, coaches and dugouts and things like that are out of it. If a guy's on base and he sees it, you know, your grip from second, that's on you. I see that one. But when players that are not on the field or coaches that are not playing the game are involved, that's where I think it's too much. Everybody can do their homework. They can see things and do all that, but if it's not your teammate and or you in the box getting the tips or whatever, that's where I draw the line.
Shot or no shot, Lance is right. If you're tipping your pitches and the dugout signaling, you should throw it a hitter.
So I got to play Division III. I mean, not a real high level. And our coach, Bill Davies was his name.
Okay.
If somebody is trying to flash signs, his quote, stick it in his ear hole.
Okay.
And I remember telling that to my dad, and my dad said, and when you hit someone in the head and you kill them, good luck. He was a lawyer. My dad saw the trouble.
Right.
And we had pitchers, Brian Hecker, who would buzz the tower if you did anything that he deemed to be an advantage. He was an animal. Mm-hmm. And I could see, I'm not telling you to hit someone in the head, move them back.
Okay, if you want to brush back, that's fine. Because you're a pitcher, you had the right to pitch inside, but that is legislated out of the game. There's no more of that. Hitting a guy on purpose. And if you do get some of that, those guys will be out of the game. Here's what I want Lance Lynn to do. Concentrate on trying to get his ERA lower than 6.
He pitched well the other day.
I said get his ERA lower than 6. That's what I said.
What is it now?
666, Cap.
Wow.
Bad number.
How about that?
Yeah, that's really bad.
Oh, okay, then. All right, so that's what he should be concerned with.
But I remember Sano telling us, I knew if Ernie or Billy went deep, I knew. First pitch, I'm going down. I'm in the dirt.
That's not the case in 2023. It's just not. You don't get that. Those guys are out of the game now for a reason.
Okay, but if you're pitching and bam, base hit, bam, home run, bam, double, the next guy better be going down.
He should be.
They're a little too comfortable.
You should pitch inside to make him uncomfortable, yes. But you don't do the middle finger sign, because I'm a former catcher. You don't do the former middle finger sign and be like,
which means
hit him.
Drill him.
Right. I'm not doing that. No. Right. That's not the way baseball is today. It's a great story from 68 you just told, but not in 2023.
Correct.
Here's Shane Gnarly.
Here's an idea for you. Pitch better. Yeah. Like if you're tipping your pitches and the other dugout can read it and they're signaling to the hitter, stop doing that.
That's why I don't have a problem if Tim Anderson bat flips a homer, as long as he understands if I strike him out, I'm going to pump my fist and jump around going crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, fine. That's a no shot. There's no hitting the guy because someone's stealing signs. Yes. No shot.
Correct.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, $3.126 million for the great Howard Ankin. By the way, he was here yesterday. Good to see him. And Eric Revels, his assistant.
Sign my ball.
Thanks.
Do you see Chris Kampka's tweet yesterday, Shay?
I did not.
The White Sox have not started a lefty in 162 games.
Really?
Not since Keuchel. Now, you wonder why the ball club's underachieving. I'm happy what they're doing right now because they're going to win this series, clearly, because they've been playing well the last couple of games. They have not started a lefty since Keuchel.
Wow.
162 games. Cap.
That shocks me.
Why do you think the ball club, I mean, there's a lot of issues. You don't have a lefty starter? I didn't realize that until Kampka put that out there yesterday. A whole season without a lefty. 162 games. Without starting a lefty.
Wow.
Here's Shay Norling.
I was unaware of that.
All right, boys. There's a movie coming out this weekend. It is the 10th main installment in the Fast and Furious franchise, which long ago jumped the shark. It will release officially tonight. Already it's getting kind of negative reviews, 52% on Rotten Tomatoes. But Vin Diesel, who said this would be the saga's finale because even Tolkien had to stop writing at some point, now says the finale could be split over three movies. Shot or no shot? We don't need any more Fast and Furious movies.
That's a no shot. I know that it's successful at the box office. You know, I don't see them all, but I understand why people like the series. Absolutely. It's doing well. If it jumps the shark, especially if it does not do well at the box office, people are like, okay, this is enough, right? Like Major League, was it four? Major League 1, 2, 3, was there a fourth one maybe?
I don't know. I watched the first one and I loved it. It's one of my favorite baseball movies.
Yeah.
The second one, I saw a little bit of it. I'm like, this is awful. I never saw anything after that.
If when you get these series, Cap, and when you think about the movies, you don't get the real strong, innovative stuff on a regular basis. You get some stuff that's like, wow, I've never seen that before. But some people just like the monotony. What about the Taken series? What's the actor? Who's the actor?
Liam Neeson.
How?
So we walked down the street.
But that was just a joke, though. Like, it's like Liam Neeson. Yeah, he's got to, you know, he's trying to save his daughter. And you're like, okay, that's just, but it became so successful because it's so campy.
That movie was awesome. So we're walking down the street. My wife and I love that movie. We're walking down the street in Paris and we pass a building with a red door. I said, the house with the red door where they had taken the girls they kidnapped.
Yeah.
And we were asking people in France. We were on the bridge that he jumped on the ship from.
I have a set of specific skills.
Very specific skills.
I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
Yes, correct. If you let her go, I will not follow you. There will be no more problems. If not, I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
It was not supposed to be a thing, though. And then it just became a thing. Like, oh, right. That's awesome.
That's like the Fast and Furious, the first 2, 3, 4 movies were about street racing. And then eventually it became like Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez drive off a cliff and get attached to a vine and swing around and the car hits a helicopter. And like, what are we doing? It's a street racing series. What happened here?
You know what it is, Shay, is that as you well know, in this city, in the city you grew up, there's still street racing. And so as long as that's alive, that franchise will stay alive.
I do. I used to work at this car shop for like a summer thing, and everybody would have their like souped up POS. It would like the souped up Dodge Neon that they would take down in street race. Those guys were the most into Fast and Furious movies.
A souped up bad car.
Yeah, I saw. I love the first.
That's so good.
3 Fast and Furious. I don't think I've seen another one since.
I was a street racer.
Now, I hope there's another Top Gun coming out.
Maybe.
Top Gun Maverick was awesome.
It was really
it's called
something.
Mission Impossible. That comes out in July.
Wow.
Around the NFL. And don't forget, it's a Deal Breakers Thursday. We've got Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35. All part of the mix on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This
is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to go around the National Football League. And with more, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, I want to start with something that's not football, but was just brought to my attention. It regards our friend David Kaplan here.
Oh, God.
If you scroll through his Wikipedia page, there's a wonderful personal life section. Kaplan is married to Mindy Kaplan, goes through his wonderful family, him and his dogs, and then adds, David Kaplan notably carries a white Louis Vuitton purse that he bought with permission from his wife at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France.
Okay, how would you have found this? Or did you do the editing?
I did not do the editing. Our Twitch chat brought this to my attention.
Good job,
I don't
Twitch.
Know who, if somebody went in there and did this, but the Wikipedia has been updated.
Twitch did that.
At least it doesn't say David Emmanuel Kaplan anymore. Danny's lost a step. He can't keep updating that.
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do about it, Cap?
Well, that's true. That's a fact.
I understand, but do you want that out there?
Well, first of all, it's not a purse.
Well,
it's a man bag.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to call the Wiki Police?
I don't even know how to call the Wiki Police.
He can't because it's sourced. It links directly to our show tweet. David Kaplan, Man Purse, Deal Breakers, ESPN 1000 Chicago, retrieved from Twitter today. You can't even get it. I don't know if you could get it taken down. It's sourced.
Wow.
Because of the Shay Norling production.
All right.
So now that's part of your, it's part of your legacy, pal.
That's it.
My only thing I'm sore at you about is that you're telling people how to live, because that's part of your legacy, telling people how to live. Mm-hmm. And the idea, hey, unpack that stuff. You know, lessen your lighten your load. But yet you buy a $1,300 purse. Beg your pardon, $1,200. Unbelievable. Here's the thing, not even about the style, about you wanted to be, you know, free, but not so free.
This does make me free.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Because I would keep stuff, like, in my truck. Now, it's all in my bag. I got to go record. Like, today, Brett is running a charity race tonight at Grant Park.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be there to support him. I've got my bag. I've got all my stuff.
Yes.
Now, organized.
But having said that, Cap, I mean, I've got a podcast. I got to do the Chicago Bears podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that, and I've got a Good Karma Wrestling podcast to do later today. We'll talk about AEW and the WWE. I'll just use this. It's fine. It gets the job done.
Where's the nice Toomey bag I bought you for Christmas? That's using like a freebie from Adidas. UIC basketball.
I think I saw it at Goodwill.
Wow.
You saw it there too, huh? You got a good price for that. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, so NFL fans are a little nervous.
By the way, why are you mad that I get free stuff? You're such a jealous person.
No, I'm happy for you.
No, it's free. UIC. Don't worry about it.
Right, but I got you this beautiful blue.
But don't be. What are you, the law? Wow. Why are you concerned? Here's a guy that doesn't look very good outside the window.
He should have concern.
he should have the bag.
No.
Oh, that's not right. That poor bastard walking by. Oh, God.
Here's Shay Norling.
All right. YouTube TV had an issue last night that made NFL fans a little nervous. YouTube TV took on Sunday Ticket. And last night during Celtics Heat, the final 4 minutes of the game were not aired on YouTube TV because the Little Mermaid trailer just aired on repeat. I got a text from Tyler Aki of Waddle and Sylvie last night saying he couldn't see the end of the game because of it. And then other people reached out to me, other friends said the same. On Pro Football Talk this morning, NFL fans nervous because of this.
Yeah, I tried to post my recaps last night. And I mean, my wife is asleep. I'm in my office and it's like a common wall between. And I'm, all right, that game was ridiculous. And I'm going off. It did not get up till this morning because YouTube was down. You're better than that, YouTube. You're better than that.
I like that you two have a common wall between you two.
Well, the office to the bedroom, because it's formerly another bedroom that we turned into an office.
Is there a hole in that wall for other purposes?
Yeah, a glory hole. Yeah.
Oh, no! What? Can he say that? No!
Thank you very much. That's where I was going with that. Thank you very much. Because otherwise, why would you have a common wall between you two? Just in case. Hon! I'm standing!
Cut that meat!
Hon!
Let me text her.
Yellow!
Yeah, what do you need, hon?
Cut that meat!
You know what I need? I'm standing in our spot. Be right there, hon. Still finishing up this email. All right, here we go.
What do you got, one-inch walls?
Well,
keeps me happy. Shay.
Here's Shay Norley. Oh, about the YouTube. Oh, yeah, but Shay, here's the thing, though. I think, I understand why people get YouTube TV because it's slightly less than what you get a regular cable, right, Cap? Cable and satellite. YouTube TV, they cut the cord ultimately.
Correct.
They still get international news. They get all the channels that we get. But there's that threat of a technology glitch.
Correct.
The only technology glitch that we would have in our home is Wi-Fi down, something like that.
But cable's gone out.
Power outage.
Yeah.
But not like that, though. I mean, that's the equivalent of Heidi.
Well, kind of similar.
That was like Heidi last night.
Right, but I've had watching a game and like, oh, they cut a cable or something in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Comcast outage. Xfinity. It's happened.
You and I are resourceful, though. We find a way.
Yeah.
What happened to turn on the radio?
Grab my iPad and stream it. Yep. Or ESPN 1000.
Yeah. Turn the radio on.
Find out what happened. Got the game on. We're good.
Yeah. All right, Shay.
All right, my wife's programming around the NFL a little bit this morning. She texted me. Now, she's in a Taylor Swift fan Facebook group.
She's the best.
Somebody posted in here that their dad is a Patriots season ticket holder and is offering to trade his two tickets for opening day. Tom Brady's returning. He's being honored before the game. Mm-hmm. And he wants to trade these for two tickets to either the Sunday or Friday Taylor Swift show in Foxborough. Is this a fair deal?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay. Well, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan like most.
So my son Brett, that's the holy grail for him.
I respect the music. I'm just not like over the top fan.
And my daughter-in-law Maggie,
yeah,
diehard. I mean, that's the holy grail to them. Not me. Not my wife. So it's a tough ticket, man. It is a super tough ticket.
Shay, if you put that on the poll, I kind of figure out how this is going to go, right? Mostly male audience. Some would admit that they like Taylor Swift, some that don't.
Well, I mean, the question is, if your daughter's head over heels for Taylor Swift and you're holding these premium sports tickets, would you trade them to get her Taylor Swift tickets?
I think, put that on the poll. At ESPN 1000. Please put that out there to see how that would come back. I would do it. I'd trade the tickets for Taylor Swift. She loves it, though. It's not you. She loves it. So you're doing something special for her.
All right, so explain how many tickets again?
Two
Swift tickets for two tickets to the opening game for the Patriots. Tom Brady being honored before the game. It's his return.
Nah.
I mean, it might end up being a number retirement ceremony. Yeah. You have a if I had tickets for Tom Brady being honored pregame, you couldn't get them out of my cold, dead hands.
I think it would be a much easier ticket to get to see the Brady ceremony. It's not like he's playing. It's a ceremony.
It's short.
Taylor Swift's a way tougher ticket to get.
For her, I would do it.
But, for your kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I would whatever do it. It takes.
Yeah. See, again, I respect Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. But, I'll DVR it. I was there when they retired his jersey, or he made a statement. Okay, it's Tom Brady. It won't be that interesting. It just won't. It's Tom. He's not going to say anything earth-shattering. I'd do it for my kid. I would do that. Jay Moore, do you agree?
Taylor Swift? Do whatever for your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the kid, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if he bring Kim Kardashian with him.
Yeah, what if she's there?
I had to reconsider.
In those jeans. And that is Around the NFL right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What? What I do?
All right, quickly, because I just looked this up to be sure. The cheapest tickets to the Tom Brady ceremony game, the opener for the Patriots, are $545 a pop for two. The cheapest tickets for Taylor Swift in Foxborough, $2,368 a pop.
Yeah, they're a bitch to get.
That's not even a good value deal if you're holding the Taylor Swift tickets. F off. I don't need your Patriots tickets. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's...
They better be, like, lower... I better be, like... I gotta smell Tom Brady if I'm taking these tickets.
Yeah, I had multiple people, like Brian McCray, remember him, the baseball
player? Oh, yeah.
I got a DM right here. Do you know any way to get to buy two tickets to see Taylor Swift in Chicago? No.
No, Brian.
I don't. I wish I could help you, bud. I don't.
No leadoff hitter, Brian
I couldn't
McCray.
Get him for Brett. My ex-wife ended up getting tickets through a friend. They're all going. I had no pipeline to Taylor Swift tickets.
It's a Deal Breakers Thursday. We got Deal Breakers up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings, 7 to 10.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs lost their fifth straight last night in walk-off fashion, 7-6 to Houston.
I was pissed off.
Cubs head to Philadelphia for a weekend set starting tomorrow.
That was a bad freaking loss.
The White Sox will look to get the series sweep against the Guardians.
Doesn't matter. 7 Not to your 2. Heart.
No, my job is to do the headlines here. Imus. So the White Sox have...
Wow.
Charles McCord is not, he's not responding to me. 37 after the hour, Imus morning program.
And I'm done. I
mean, seriously.
Wow.
Hold on, I-man. Can I just get to the headlines? Thank you. The White Sox won the first two... of 13 straight in the American League Central. The Heat beat the Celtics game 1, 123 to 116. Jimmy Butler had 35 points on 25 shots. Jason Tatum had 0 shot attempts, 3 turnovers in the final quarter.
Yeah, but Snorling wants to blame someone else because that's his guy.
I'm missing the morning right here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Captain Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
38 after the hour.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or... it could be a deal breaker.
38 after the hour, I'm his morning program. We have deal breakers. Charles McCord with us. Charles, how are you? Good morning.
Bring it on. Let's go. I love this segment.
Bob Schieffer of CBS News will join us at the top of the hour.
Right here on WNBC.
39 after the hour, quack, quack, on the Honest Morning program.
Bring it on.
Down with us is Shay Norling with some kind of deal breaker segment. Go ahead, Mr. Norling. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Here we go. You've been living with your girlfriend for over a year, but there is an issue. She's a sister who's kind of a deadbeat, and she lives in the guest room and mooches off of both of you. She doesn't hold a steady job. She's not a student. She just kind of hangs around and relies on you for financial help. You ask your girlfriend how much longer you're going to have to put up with this, and she tells you, quote, we'll help her as long as she needs. What do you do?
She's kind of a deadbeat, though. You heard that, right? Front end, not a great person.
All right, wait. Read it one more time.
Oh, come on. Listening's a skill, Cappy.
No, because I have questions.
All right.
Like, there's context. Read it one more time.
You and your girlfriend live together. Her sister lives with you. She doesn't hold a steady job. She's not in school. She's not really doing much of anything. And she's relying on the two of you for her financial help.
Okay.
You ask your girlfriend how long this is going to happen. Can we get her to move out?
Right.
She says, well, help her as long as she needs.
Okay. How long have I been living with her? Was this...
over a year. It was the start of the question here.
Over a year. I missed that part of it. So I'm all in to help... family?
Sure.
All about it. Is she laying on the couch eating Cheetos and watching
Maury?
Law and Order?
Yeah.
Or Maury or Steve Wilkos? Or, well, she's grinding. She's a waitress and she's doing this as a second job and trying to get some traction to her chosen path in life, her career. All about helping her. if I come home and there's another empty bag of Bugles and she's stoned.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out, doesn't shower. Get out. You're not going to help yourself. I'm not helping you.
But what's the rest of it, though, Shay? I mean, give us the call to action. What is it? So the question is,
sure, what do you do?
Is it a deal breaker with your girlfriend? Yeah, I'm gone.
You got to put up with this girl for the rest of your time. And you're not even dating her.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I mean,
what does that have to do? It's getting, the sister of your girlfriend.
Am I getting a threesome? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, an Alabama three-way, huh? Hey. Lord have mercy, Kaplan.
Oh, no.
Until you try. Until you try it. What do you mean? Don't knock until you try it. Is that what you said? Hall of Famer, is that what you said? Don't knock until you try it?
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
If she is all about trying to help herself, I will help.
Yeah, but clearly it's going in the wrong direction because it's been a year. She's not doing anything. That is a deal breaker.
Yeah. I would tell my girlfriend, okay, you know what? I'm going to get my own place. We could go to dinner and hang out and do whatever, but I can't be in this situation.
That's correct. So to me, that would be a deal breaker.
Correct.
Unless there's a three-way dance that's going to be involved. You're interested in that. Yeah, you haven't showered in a week, but boy, you're kind of hot. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Close the door for me, will you, pal?
Right. Take that off.
All right. All right. So start with you first. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Now, a little mood music, please, or put on the Cub game. Thank you.
Right.
All right.
Just mute it.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Now I got the music going. Boog shot me in the middle of my threesome.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here we go. Take a shower first, for God's sake. So we're going to do this. God, you smell like a month of Sundays. Get out of here. You tell her to get out.
Right? Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Shay Norlin.
All right, here's a headline straight from the New York Post that I read and is built for this segment. So this is all you get, boys. Headline from the New York Post.
What?
My friend miscarried, and I want my baby shower gift back.
Wow. My friend, so you bought the gift, brought it to the baby shower, and then you find out they lost the child.
Well, guess who's asking for their gift back?
Hey.
You.
No, I would not ask for the gift back, but I would say to my wife, let's assume it's her friend.
Cap, don't do it. Cap, don't. No.
Like, if
no.
God.
Cap.
If God forbid it was had been in one of my relationships,
Cap,
I would have said to my wife,
"Don't sit,
hon. We're going through a tough time here. We'll lean on each other. Get the gifts back to everybody. I don't want the gifts here to commemorate the baby we lost. I don't. So get them out. Not going to use the whatever that I got as a gift. Get it out. And if it was the other way, we bought the gift for someone."
Don't do it. Cap, don't do it. Nope. Is there any way we could get it back?
So I can re-gift.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. Let them suffer through what they're suffering through. Now they're going through this, a tough time. Hello. Yeah, it's Cap. Very difficult time for you guys, but... that gift. Not going to need it for a while, right? There's another couple that I understand that is going to need. What? Yeah.
Or are you guys going to try again?
That's none of your business.
Yes, we are. All right, then
no,
we've
no, no, no. Stop. No.
Days after. No. I mean, the wound is open. And Cap's like, are you going
don't
again?
Don't say that either. Don't say the wound's open. You jackass.
The emotional wound.
No.
The emotional
wound. Well done. God almighty. Don't say that.
Billy. Cap. Yeah.
Jay Moore.
My deepest sympathies. Are you guys going to try again? Yeah,
that's none of your business.
We're close. And he says,
no.
Yeah, we're going to let a little time heal things, and then we will try again.
Cap, don't say that.
Hang on to the crib we bought.
Hang
if you have another child.
You're a bad guy. This is the worst thing you've ever said.
We've already given you your gift. I just keep grim.
This is the worst thing you've ever said. This is awful.
Oh, my God.
I need that back.
You're the worst.
So when Mindy, they have the next baby shower, Mindy can walk in. What'd you get him? Oh, we got it for the last one.
Oh, my. Yes, gathering dust in the closet. Oh, my God. God almighty.
Are you guys going to try again? Keep your beak out of her business. Out of line. If you're not trying again, I'll take it back. Thank you.
I will send one of Mindy, or I'll be by to pick it up tomorrow. Just leave it on the porch.
That's the worst, man. That is just, that's the lowest of the low right there.
I mean, if you guys aren't using it, yeah.
That's the scummiest thing I've ever heard.
It is, it is.
To even consider asking is the scummiest thing I've ever heard.
Diaper holder. Just leave it on the porch.
You know, the whole thing with the crib.
Yeah. I've got to have it back within 30 days to get the return.
Oh, my God.
God, that's the worst.
You're the worst.
If you don't mind, it's a quick return. Turn around here.
UPS takes the Amazon stuff back. Oh, would you drop it off for me?
Oh, no. You're going through a tough time, but listen, you guys get packages all the time, right? Leave it for UPS.
They'll take it back. They'll credit my account.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Snorling's angst and more deal breakers right around the corner if they keep us on the air on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Deal breakers, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, last one of the day, boys. At a company party, you get very drunk. And at the end of the night, you hook up with your boss's girlfriend. After a week at work, nothing gets brought up about this. Nobody says anything. But at the end of the week, you get told by your boss you're actually receiving a promotion. You're racked with guilt about stealing his girl, but do you say anything?
Well, you still work there.
And maybe the promotion is because you satisfied her.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. What?
Oh, my God.
Maybe he's got ED. I don't know. Ed? How old is he?
His name's Ed. You don't know.
You should get Tommy a raise.
All right, man. She'd be the main one in there. Just like, yeah, you know, Tommy really works hard for you, though. Yeah, I can see that happening. Sure.
Tommy works hard for both of us.
Tommy works hard. I mean, really hard, honey. You should give him a raise, though.
You think so?
Yeah, he's really good at his job.
Why'd you roll your eyes back, hon? That's weird.
Wow. I mean,
do you tell your boss? That's the question, right? Do you tell your boss?
No!
That's not a deal breaker for who, by the way?
Hey, okay. Boss, Jonathan, thank you so much for the raise and the promotion. I'm really excited. By the way, I was nailing your wife the other day.
Oh, man.
No, you don't tell him.
Wait till a few months later when you get the we're expecting card. Then you really got to weigh your options.
Yeah, then you got to see how it comes out. Does it look like him or does it look like you?
Wow.
Got to call Maury.
A deal breaker for who, by the way? For whom?
Yeah, who's the deal breaking?
I think it's, so my buddy texted me last night, said that his friend, actually, this is what happened, and I couldn't believe it, so I just thought I'd bring it up here. If you're the friend, like, you get the promotion, you don't say anything, but what happens when inevitably he finds out? Don't you want to get in front of this?
Apparently he did.
Well, how is he going to find out unless she tells him?
And behind the guy, behind the story as well.
And why is she going to tell him?
People always find out. Mm-hmm. Secrets like that are impossible to keep. You've got two guilty people. One of them will spill.
Especially in the business, by the way. In this business, for sure.
it would get out somehow. You should get Tommy a raise. I guess I definitely see that.
Why are you loving Tommy so much?
You seem like you're talking about Tommy all the time.
Yeah, wow. I mean, then you can't accept the promotion. You just got to quit the job.
I would say so at some point. I would try to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Okay, I'll take the promotion and start looking for another job.
No question. No question.
Well, are you still carrying on with his wife?
Yeah, of course. Still nailing her. But you're going to get another job someplace else, though.
It's just, she's hot, obviously.
Yeah. And obviously, she's unhappy. Unless you're just screwing around.
And what's the age here? Is it like you're 24 and she's 57?
Oh, my God.
I mean, what is this? What are we talking here?
Oh,
or did you get promoted to French fries from, you know, bussing tables?
Oh, wow.
I mean, where are we here on the executive hierarchy?
That's the other thing, Touche. What do you think the age range is for that? 30s?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, like, in the same age range. That's what I would think. Same age range. Wow. I would try to get out.
I think, yeah, you got to just, like, maybe you take the promotion, but you just look for a new job on the side, too.
Like, say it's in the radio business or the audio business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that gets around. Now you're blocked out of jobs. Don't hire that guy. He'll screw your wife.
Right.
He'll get around. You had to almost give you a whole different industry or a different market.
I wonder if that's true in all fields, too, because, like, in this business, we know it gets small quickly. Everybody kind of knows everybody. Huh? Hmm? That stuff gets around, man. That's gossip. You don't want that.
What did you say? It gets what?
It gets what? Gets what quickly?
Small.
Apparently not.
Apparently she was pleased.
I think Jay Moore has a story on this. He just won't tell. I'm sure that same situation happened at Power 92.
He's guilty. I can tell. He's sweating.
It happened at Power 92.
Absolutely not.
I don't believe you. I believe that happened at Crawford Broadcasting.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. There must have been GCI. All right.
Wow.
He didn't say yes or no.
I have a story for you off air, though.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take that.
Not going to share with the class, huh?
Still to come. Norling's got some issues that we all have to talk about with the Celtics, but did the Cubs suffer their worst loss of the season
yesterday? Here we go.
We'll talk about that in 2 minutes on Cap and J Hood. Come on.